I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 26th. A Quincy man is facing multiple charges after causing a disturbance at a Quincy restaurant last night. 45-year-old Christopher Perrell was arrested at the 99 on Newport Avenue in North Quincy just after 6:30 last night after becoming disruptive inside the restaurant. Police were forced to use a taser to subdue Perrell after he reportedly pulled a knife on officers. Police also recovered brass knuckles on Perrell. He faces assault charges today in Quincy District Court. One officer suffered a broken arm during the incident and will require surgery today. Perrell was held overnight and will be arraigned today in Quincy District Court. A member of the violent Boston-based gang H Block pleading guilty this week in federal court to drug conspiracy charges. 44-year-old Jason Bly of Quincy pleaded guilty to cocaine distribution. He'll be sentenced in June. According to documents, the H Block Street Gang is one of the most feared and influential citywide gangs in Boston. Originally formed in the 1980s as the Humboldt Raiders in Roxbury, the gang reemerged in the 2000s as H Block. Current members of H Block have a history of violent confrontation with law enforcement, including an incident in 2015 when a member shot a Boston police officer at point-blank range without warning or provocation. Bly was one of 10 H Block gang members and associates charged last August following a multi-year investigation of the gang that began in 2021 in response to an uptick in gang-related drug trafficking, shootings, and violence. Over 500 grams of cocaine, crack cocaine, and fentanyl, as well as over 20,000 doses of drug-laced paper, were seized during that investigation. The investigation identified Bly as a longtime H Block gang member and a supplier of wholesale quantities of cocaine for distribution. Bly's criminal history dates back to 2016 with firearms and assault convictions. He now faces up to 20 years in prison and $1 million in fines. Integrated Builders of Braintree has been awarded the contract to expand the South Shore YMCA's Hale branch in Quincy with a two-story, 20,000-square-foot addition. The expansion will feature a new large-scale group exercise studio on the first floor, as well as a new gymnastics center and teen youth programming space on the second floor. The project is expected to get underway this spring. Now, the Massasoit versus Quincy College men's basketball game tonight will be live right here on QATV, channels 8 and 1072, beginning at 7 p.m. This is an NJCAA Region 21 playoff game. And three local high school basketball teams are beginning tournament play this week with home games. Tomorrow night, Quincy High girls basketball hosts Marshfield at 6 in Division 1 play. QATV has that live on channels 8 and 1072 and QATV.org. And then Friday night, there's a tournament doubleheader at North Quincy High School at 5:30. North Quincy girls basketball hosts Hingham in Division 2 action. And at 7 o'clock, North Quincy boys basketball hosts Middleboro in Division 2 action. And both of those games live here on QATV, channels 8 and 1072 and QATV.org. And one local team is on the road for their tournament game this week. North Quincy boys hockey plays Draket tonight at 7 at the Songus Arena in Lowell. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 26th.